Now to the latest on the pandemic and some new numbers suggesting things are heading in the right direction. The CDC says more than 64% of Americans are fully vaccinated. That means both doses. 43% have had a booster dose, leaving about 50% of the population 12 and up still eligible for that booster. And the numbers even better in California, which is why the governor is set to announce a new plan for the state, learning to live with the virus. NewsNation correspondent Nancy Liu is joining us live from Santa Monica. So Nancy, what are Californians saying about this move from pandemic to endemic?
There's a lot of optimism, Nicole, with hospitalizations and illnesses way down in California. Governor Newsom set to announce that endemic plan in just over an hour for nearly 40 million residents here. It is light at the end of a long and dark tunnel.
I think people are just tired of it.
Californians are unmasked, and this may be the beginning of the end. The nation's most populous state dropped its mask mandate this week, although LA and a few counties still require them indoors. And now health experts agree it is time for an endemic plan.
A virus or any disease being endemic doesn't mean it's over, right? It just means that it's not rapidly spreading or rapidly changing. It just means that it's steady, similar to other diseases that we deal with.
The governor has indicated that the California endemic plan will mean more flexibility with mass testing to spot new surges and precautions driven by data. The easing comes nearly 2 years after the nation's first statewide lockdown and stay-at-home order, a highly criticized move which crippled the economy. But business has rebounded amid an ever-evolving pandemic response.
It would be great to have a roadmap of metrics that we'll use to know when we're in the danger zone. So what's the level of hospitalization we need before we go back into sort of like alert mode?
The state's approach to managing disease is bolstered by California's vaccination rate of 74%, nearly 10% higher than the national average. In addition, Californians are also bigger on boosting. Nearly 56% have gotten a third dose, while nationally it's just 43%. Forecasting models show a continued decline in COVID cases over the next month, but experts warn it may still be wise to keep face masks on or handy.
When we're trying to control this individual by individual as opposed to by society, it's going to be much more difficult.
Now, the endemic plan is also expected to include a new effort to counter misinformation about vaccinations. However, there is no projection yet on when the pandemic will officially become endemic. Nicole?
Yeah, really good numbers there, though, in California. So hopefully it will stay like that. All right, Nancy, thank you.